70 degrees at 834, a high of 78 in Chicago today. And it's Thursday. Our homie Drew
Good morning.
Joining us from Fake Shore Drive.
Hello, Chicago.
Darling,
the hottest blog.
The hot topic hottest we are blog. Talking about.
Oh, man.
About.
You already know. Shots fired. Lil Wayne's The Carter 4 leaks complete with a Jay-Z diss on It's Good.
So not just a diss, a veiled threat.
Oh, man, it's out of control. So just to give you a quick backstory, on Ham, Jay allegedly dissed Baby and Cash Money, and saying, really, half a billy, really, you got Baby money, they ain't got my lady money.
Which was
okay, and, you know, Jay kind of backed off and made it seem like he wasn't going to Lil Wayne, but Wayne kind of played the background and came back on It's Good, saying...
So this came out yesterday when the album leaked yesterday. Listen to this.
Right.
Talk about Baby money. I got your baby money. Kidnap your get that how much you love your lady money.
Wow.
See, I'm saying the dude is threatening to kidnap Beyonce.
Beyonce, but you can't do that.
But the thing about it is, what I like about it, it's a cold ass line, dog.
So we gonna see how much you love.
Like lyrically, right. It's really dope line.
It's a dope line. Wow. And then, you know, he goes on to say he's a grown blood and all kinds of crazy stuff. So
call him Hello Kitty.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know if Jay-Z is going to come back and say something. I don't know if he's going to brush it off. But
my thing is, this is not Eminem and Nick Cannon.
Right. No, I agree. Right,
this is Jay.
But, you know, Jay.
You say Jay and Jim Jones, Jay versus B. Yes. Jay versus
I think Jay got to address
this. Because this is on the caliber of Nas. When Nas called him out.
Yes.
Finally, when Nas called him by name, Jay came out and said something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Wayne, he has a lot to lose if this goes the other way.
And you're
but
disrespecting the wifey.
He kind of has to say something.
Who has a lot to lose? Wayne or more to lose? Wayne.
I think Jay-Z has more to lose.
Because he's higher. So he's got a higher.
Really? See, I look at it the opposite. I think Wayne barking at this old dog. If this old dog get off the chain and bite his ass up, now you have the gap. Because this is, quote, unquote, one of the best alive. And the old man just taught him a lesson.
Right.
So that sets the new generation gap though, back even wider.
But what I'm saying, though, if Weezy comes out on top of this, I think that
they're saying, well, Jay he lost it. He's done. Weezy. He can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I feel that. But you're losing to one of the hottest to do it right now.
I'm
it's not like
with
he's,
you on that.
It's not like it'd be like
I think
Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Hey, listen, let's take a vote real quick, okay? If you're gonna go Jay-Z or Lil Wayne, who are you for? I'm gonna start Jay-Z.
I'm gonna go Jay-Z.
My vote is definitely Jay-Z.
Well, that's unanimous, G.
Yeah, it's
right, there you go.
Because we're older. But I think if you ask the 25 and under crowd,
hey,
they would say,
hey,
Lil Wayne.
I would love to hear from you. Who are you for, Jay-Z or Lil Wayne? Text in at 51075.
Yeah, let's do a little small poll, shall we?
Yes, and we will continue this debate conversation.
At 9:15 on the after party. Please tune in. I got a lot to say about
this.
Yes,
sir.
All right, at WGCI Morning Riot, join us at 9:15. We'll continue the discussion with my man Drew from Fake Shore Drive.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tony Scott, the Morning Riot on your radio, 837 GCI.